For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au.
God, tonight, Lord, help us to understand what you are saying to us in the Word of God, and Lord, receive it with joy, Lord, and put it into practice. Let it take root in our heart and put it into practice in our life, so that we are hearers and doers of the Word of God. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen. Speak the Word of God over yourself, and that's what we're looking at tonight. Speak the Word of God over yourself. So it's important to be speaking what God says over ourselves and over our life. Let's have a look at Proverbs 18, verse 21, because the Word of God tells us something very crucial about the impact that our words have. Proverbs 18, 21. Let's read this. And the Word of God says, in Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So God has shown us here that our words matter. They matter a lot because they have the power of death and life. So it's not something we can think is insignificant, or it doesn't matter what we say over ourselves. We can say anything because our words have the power of death and life. That's what the scripture's saying here, in the power of the tongue. So what comes out of our tongue? Words, the words that we speak, they carry power. They have the power of death and life, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So we're eating the fruit of our words. We're eating the consequences of what our words have produced. We are living it. We're eating the fruit of what our words have produced in our life. So if we speak words of life, then it's going to produce things that are pertaining to life. If we've been speaking things of death, then it will be pertaining to that, what's going to be produced in our life. So it's not a little thing, it's a significant thing. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, in the words that we speak. So we have the power to control what we say. We really have that power within us to be able to curb what we say and to be able to stop what we say if we know that it's not going in the way of life or good things. If we know that it's going to be speaking words that are not helpful to us, not helpful to our life, we have the power to stop that as an act of our own will. And you know, in times in your life that you would have felt like saying something and stopped yourself from saying it because you thought better of it. So we also have the power to speak good things that agree with God's word. And when you do that and the circumstances look the opposite, well, that's what faith is in action. That's what faith is. When you choose to speak what God's word says, even though the circumstances look the opposite, that's faith in action. That's faith in action. So they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. And God wants us to be eating the good fruit. He wants us to love life. That's what the Bible says, love life. And he says, choose life. So he wants us to be speaking words that are pertaining to life. And that's what his word is. That's what God's word is. It brings life. So let's have a look in Psalm 119. So firstly, as we look at this, we know that it's not a little matter, it's a big matter, because death and life are in the power of the tongue. Psalm 119, if we read verse 130, which says, "The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple." So where it says thy words, it's talking about God's words. So speaking about God's words, the entrance of thy words, God's words that is, giveth light. So when God's words have an entrance, light comes in to the picture. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. So God's words also give understanding as well. So they give light and they give understanding. Understanding about knowing what to do. Understanding to see things and understand things from God's perspective. So it giveth understanding. It giveth light. And we live in a dark world. You know, the Bible says that the whole world lieth in wickedness, and there's gross darkness on the people because of the curse and because Satan is the spiritual leader, God with a small g, of this world. And there's blindness because the Bible says the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. So he's blinded their minds. So there's a lot of darkness, and we live in a dark world. We need the light, and God's words give light. God's words give light, and they give understanding. So as we speak God's words over ourselves, we're giving entrance to God's light and his understanding. And in verse 105, it says, if you look at verse 105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." So his words, God's words, are a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. They give light to the way that we are going in life. They're a lamp to us. So that will help us immensely in life when we have the light of God's word lighting our path. So we speak it over ourselves, speak it over our life to let this light shine in our life. So God's word is light. It giveth light. Let's go back to the New Testament, Mark 11:23. Mark 11:23, because we're looking at the importance of speaking God's word over yourself. So we have to consider, and just like we did in Proverbs 18:21, the impact that our words have, the impact that what we say has. And Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ, Mark 11:23, he said, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." So the Lord Jesus is showing us here that our words have great impact. They have great impact. And we shall have, what he's saying here to us, is that we shall have what we say. whatsoever he saith shall bring things to pass in our life. So that goes back to what we saw there about death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So if you want good things, you want life and God's light to shine on your path, speak God's words. If you want to walk in the blessing of God, believe by faith and act in obedience and speak God's words over yourself. Speak God's words. If there's a mountain in the way, the Lord Jesus Christ showed us that you can speak to the mountain. You can speak to the mountain. He said, "Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea." So he's telling us to speak to the mountain. "And shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." Mark 11:23. He shall have whatsoever he saith. So as you say things in your life, it brings things to pass in your life. As you speak things in your life, it brings them to pass. So speak God's words over yourself. Speak the word of God over yourself, because the word of God is the best thing that you can be speaking over yourself. It is the best thing. If you say about yourself what God's word says about you, that's the best thing you can do in your life. If you speak over yourself what God's word says about you. So if he says that he always causes you to triumph, then speak that. If he says that you are redeemed from the curse of the law, speak that. So say what God's word says about you. So we're looking at speak the word of God over yourself. Let's go back to the Old Testament into Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 18. And Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 18 says, "There is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health." Now that's showing us the impact of words, what we say. So one is like the piercings of a sword. So that would be the words that are pertaining to death. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. There is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword. The second part of the verse says, "But the tongue of the wise is health." So what would that person, the tongue of the wise, be speaking? They'd be speaking what God says, such as you're healed by the stripes of Jesus, that the Spirit of God is in you and he quickeneth your mortal body, that the Lord says, "I am the Lord that healeth thee," that he's the strength of your life. So that's the type of things that you will be hearing in the tongue of the wise. The tongue of the wise is health. So death and life are in the power of the tongue. So if you want the fruit, the good fruit, speak what God's word says. The tongue of the wise is health. And speaking health words, life-giving, health-giving words. Have a look at Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 22. Now, this is talking about the words of God. Because verse 20 says, "My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings." And then in verse 22, so it's talking about God's words, his sayings, it says, "For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh." So God's words are what the scripture says here, life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. So what do God's words bring? Bring life and health. So as you speak them over yourself, you're speaking the words of life, you're speaking the words of health. They are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. So that's good things to be speaking over yourself and your life. His words are life and health. I'll have a look in the Old Testament in the book of Job, chapter 6 and verse 25. So our words have impact, and we saw that in Proverbs 18:21, where it said, "Death and life is in the power of the tongue." Job 6:25 says, "How forcible are right words, but what doth your arguing reprove?" So right words are God's words, and they are forcible. They carry force. They have force in your life and in your circumstances. How forcible are right words? How forcible are right words? They are forcible. They carry force in your life. So your words have a great impact. And when you speak God's words over yourself, it has a force. It carries force in your life. How forcible are right words? So the right words. The right words are God's words. The words that pertain to life. In the New Testament, Romans 12 verse 2. Let's have a look at that now. Romans 12 verse 2. So we have to consider that our thinking, the way we are thinking and our mind affects our words. Our thoughts affect what we say. And the mind is one that is majorly targeted by the enemy. That's the battleground of spiritual warfare, is in the mind. So Romans 12 verse 2, which says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." The mind is important. So if we renew our mind with the word of God, renew our mind by focusing on it, thinking about it, believing it, meditating on it, it will impact our words. As we renew our minds with the word of God, "Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." It's God's word that renews your mind. So as you think about it and read it, meditate on it, it renews your mind. And it will impact your words in a good way, so that your words will be the words of life and the words of health, the right words. That ye, the Bible says, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So it will help you to be a doer. If you're a hearer of God's word, it will help you to be a doer of God's word as well, when God wants us to be both. hearers and doers of the word of God. So you'll see good things as you renew your mind with the word of God, which comes by study of God's word. And it will help your words be right words. And they are forcible, which we just read in Job 6:25. The right words are forcible words. Have a look back into the Old Testament, Proverbs 21 and verse 23. Proverbs 21 and verse 23. And the scripture says, "Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue, keepeth his soul from troubles." So you see here that as we renew our mind with God's word, it helps us to speak right words because our thinking will be in line with the word of God. And that transforms us. So we grow in grace, grow in faith. And as we grow and transform, it helps us to be able to exercise that self-discipline. And we can start doing that, start exercising that self-discipline to keep our mouth and our tongue so that we speak right words, and it becomes an easier process as we renew our mind. But wherever we're at, we can start doing this, start practicing it, and we know that it's not a small matter, it's a big matter, because death and life are in the power of the tongue. So as you renew your mind, you'll find it and make it a practice to do that. Keep your mouth and your tongue. You'll find it will become easier for you as you renew your mind with the word of God. But whatever stage you're at, start practicing that now. Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue, because it impacts your soul. Keepeth his soul from troubles. So there's a relationship there, isn't it? If the words are against God's word, against him, it troubles the soul. So if we keep our mouth and our tongue speaking right words, then we keep our soul from trouble. So that's God's will, that we keep our soul from trouble, because he does not want us to have a troubled soul. The soul is the mind, will, and emotions. So as we keep our mouth and tongue, you can see here the relationship, it keeps our soul from troubles. As we renew our mind with the word of God, it helps us to prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So we can start by studying the word, and that will help us on every level. So study the word. That helps us on to get our life into line, to get our words into line. So that was Proverbs 21:23. Let's have a look at Proverbs 6 verse 2. Proverbs 6 and verse 2, which says, "Thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of thy mouth." Now, that's not something God wants for his people, to be snared or ensnared with our own words. And that's precisely what wrong words can do. They snare. They bring a snare. "Thou art taken," that's taken into the enemy's traps, "with the words of thy mouth." So God wants us to be people who speak words of life, words of health, right words that are forcible, that they give the entrance of his word giveth light and understanding. That's what he wants for us as Christians, that our words, we use them to give God's, the light of God's word into our own situation, into towards others. That's what he wants. So he's showing us here they have impact. He's already told us that death and life are in the power of the tongue in Proverbs 18:21, and that our words, they can bring the light of God's word into our life, or they can work against us. They can work against us. So we can see that things can go either the way of bringing God's light in, or they can give the devil access as well. Because the Bible says, thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. And who's that snared by? Snared by the enemy. Thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. So we have a great responsibility. And that's why we just read that if we keep our mouth and our tongue, we keep our soul from trouble. We keep our soul from trouble. So what God wants is that we have the entrance of his word in our life, so that it brings light and it brings understanding, and that his word is the lamp and light for our path, and that they bring health and they bring life. As we just read in Proverbs 4:22, they bring life and they bring health. That's the impact. That's the power of God's word. And let's go back to Psalm 119. And read verse 172. And we read in Psalm 119, verse 172, my tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. So that's what we ought to be doing in our life, is speaking of God's word. So my tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. That will bring the life and health of God into our life when we speak of his word, and we speak it over ourselves and over our life, over our circumstances. Because God's word is powerful. Have a look at Hebrews 4:12. Hebrews 4 verse 12. Because God tells us the power of his word. It brings light. It brings understanding. It brings life. It brings health. And Hebrews 4 verse 12 says, for the word of God is quick and powerful. And that word quick, it means alive. For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So God's word is quick and powerful and sharp, sharper than any two-edged sword. So it carries great impact in our life. It brings life, it brings health, it brings God's power into the circumstance. His word is quick and powerful. And God wants us to use it as the sword of the Spirit. That's what it says. The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So you use that sword of the Spirit because it is the word of God. So you use that against the enemy's attacks. Use God's word, the sword of the Spirit. And we'll finish with John 6:63. John 6, verse 63, and the Lord Jesus Christ said these words, "It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." So God's word, his word, is spirit and it is life. So as you speak it over yourself, God's life and light come into the situation. God's life and light come into the situation. Because the Lord Jesus Christ said his words are spirit and they are life. Praise God. So that's what God wants us to be speaking over ourselves. His word. The words of life. They bring life. They bring health. They bring light. They bring understanding. So let's speak God's words over ourselves. Praise God. Let's close in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. And we thank you, Lord, that your word brings life and health and understanding. Lord, help each one of us to speak God's words over ourselves. And we understand and know that death and life are in the power of the tongue. Help us, Lord, to speak wisely, to speak right words. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your help. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, now let's have a finishing chorus and Pastor Craig will take us around.
Thank you, Samantha. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Obviously, you know, this is something we should study out, which is about our words lining up with the Word of God. And so I pray that you take that and, run with it, go forward with it. So let's sing, I'll say yes, yes, yes. So we should be saying yes to God, yes to His Word. Praise God. One, two, three.
I'll say yes, yes, yes. I'll say yes, yes, yes. I'll say yes, Lord. I'll say yes, Lord. I'll say yes, yes, yes.
One more time.
I'll say yes, yes, yes. I'll say yes, yes, yes. I'll say yes, Lord. I'll say yes, Lord. I'll say yes, yes, yes.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Glory to God. We're going to have a finishing prayer and confession, and Samantha's going to close us with that today. Thank you, Samantha.
Let's turn back to the scripture that we looked at before, and it was Proverbs 4:22. So Proverbs 4:22, and we know that it's speaking about the words of God, and it says, "For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh." So let's make this our confession, if you repeat after me. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That your words, are life to me.
Are life to me.
And health to all my flesh.
And health to all my flesh.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory be to God.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. We praise you and thank you for your help. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your life-giving words. We thank you for giving us the Word of God. We thank you, Lord, that you reveal yourself to us through your Word. We praise you and thank you, Lord, that we have it. Help each one of us here and in this church in the study of it, Lord, to renew our minds, take it into our hearts. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and your help. In Jesus' name, amen.